Reed, Houston.
Houston, Gumdrop's ready for the whole pad, too. I believe Spider is reading you. Aren't you, Spider?
I just broke lock on the S-band. I don't know if I'm getting them on VHF or not.
Spider, I'm reading you okay. Can you read me?
Roger, I read you that time, Smokey.
Okay, going with the CSI pad. 0-9-6. 1-6. 0-3-0-0. 0-9-7-5-6-2-3-0-0 minus 3-9-3 all zips 1-3-6 minus 3-9-2 minus 0-0-7, and I want to remind you again of the change in the TPI bias. It is now 4 minutes.
Roger, Smokey. Sorry about that, but you broke up completely there. You're coming in very clear when you come in, but you're just broken. Go ahead and read back through it real fast now.
Roger. 0-9-6. 1-6. 0-3-0-0. 0-9-7-5-6-2-3-0-0 minus 3-9-3 all zips 1-3-6 minus 3-9-2 minus 0-0-7, and a reminder that the TPI bias is now 4 minutes.
Are you still with us, Houston?
That's affirmative, Spider. We've got you now.
Okay, I'll read it back here. You're not coming through too well anymore. 0-9-6-1-6-0-3-0-0. 0-9-7-5-6-2-3-0-0. Minus 3-9-3. All zips, 1-3-6. Minus 3-9-2. Minus 0-0-7. And 4 minutes on the bias.
That is affirmative, Spider. Your readback is correct, and our comm will pick up shortly. We'll be going to Canary.
Roger. Drum drop copies.
Spider, Houston would like to have descent batteries 1 and 3 off the line. Affirmative, Spider. We should have you here for about another 8 minutes.
Roger. Did you get my request on the Absidal crossing, please?
That is negative, Spider. I did not copy.
Roger. We would like your recommendation on first or second Absidal crossing.
Roger. We copy, Spider. Stand by. Spider, Houston. Roger, Spider, I'm reading you very weak, but we want the second at Seidel Crossing.
Understand, second at Seidel Crossing.
That's firm.
Apsidal crossing refers to the line of apsides, which is the line, straight line from apogee to perigee in an orbit.
Spider, this is Houston. Everything looks good for staging.
Roger, Houston. Spider here. Everything looks good on board.
Roger, copy. Go ahead.
We still have contact through the Canaries for about another 4 minutes. Range is 54 nautical miles, range rate 127 feet per second.
Spider, come down.
Go ahead.
I get you 0.4 feet per second out of plane at CSI.
Okay, fine, thank you.
And Spider and Gumdrop, this is Houston. We have an update to your CSI pad. It is the Delta VY component is now reading plus. 006.
Under Delta VY, understand plus 006. Is that affirmative?
That is affirmative, Spider. Okay, Spider Gumdrop, we'll lose you in about a minute and a half off Canary. If you want to talk to me anytime within the next 10 minutes, tell Araya 5 to go remote.
Okay, we'll do it. Gumdrop.
And we'll see you over to Nanarive at 1-6.
Roger.
Spider, disregard.
Houston, do you want Spider?
Disregard, Spider.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control, and Canaries has loss of signal. During this long pass, we very successfully performed the insertion maneuver. The last in the series of burns to separate Gumdrop and Spider. Back in Gemini, we launched two vehicles on separate launch vehicles, and they were separated to begin with, and we rendezvoused them that way. However, these vehicles started joined, and we've gone through this series of maneuvers to separate them. The maneuvers that remain will be a realistic simulation of the lunar mission rendezvous problems. Time for this CSI, or co-elliptic sequence initiation, of 96 hours, 16 minutes, 3 seconds. It will be performed over the Tananarive station in about 11 minutes, 15 seconds. This will be a retrograde maneuver using the reaction control system thrusters on the lunar module. And Spider will be staged just after thrusting begins. We will jettison the descent stage of the lunar module during this burn. Delta V of 39.3 feet per second. We passed up a pad on this maneuver to the crew, but from here on out, the crew will be using onboard solutions unless their own solutions vary greatly from the pad passed up from the ground. This pad is packed up, passed up as a backup, but the remaining maneuvers in the rendezvous sequence will be performed from onboard solutions. And Gumdrop will be prepared to perform a mirror image maneuver 1 minute after the limb should have burned if for some reason Spider cannot burn.
Thank you.
may get an Araya call in here. We have an Araya aircraft in this area that we can communicate through. If we do call through the Araya, if...
5, this is the Houston Capcom, go remote. Hello, Spider, this is Houston, do you read?
Spider Gumdrop, did you have anything out of plane?
Gumdrop, Houston, how do you read?
This is Apollo Control. We're showing Spider's orbit now at 134 by 139 following the insertion burn. This CSI burn is designed to change the orbit. We'll keep the apogee essentially at 139, bring perigee down to 10 or 11 miles below the gumdrop orbit. When we get to the when Spider gets to the 10 nautical mile point below, he will perform another maneuver to circularize that orbit, make it a constant delta height.
Arrive 5, this Houston Capcom, go local.
Well, we've asked the Araya to go back local, so apparently we will not try to communicate through the Araya. Through the constant delta height maneuver that will come after the CSI burn, we will start catching up, or Spider will start catching up to gumdrop. It's a reverse of the situation after he performed the insertion maneuver. That put him higher, and he fell behind. After the CDH maneuver, he will be lower, and we'll start catching up. And this CSI maneuver, which is coming up over to Nanarive, is designed to change the orbit to get the perigee down to where Spider will be able to perform the CDH burn. Spider has a go for the burn and for staging. Everything on the ground and on board looks good for this maneuver. Tananarive will acquire about 96 hours, 15 and a half minutes, approximately 4 minutes from now.
Stop, Deary. Araya 5, this is Houston Capcom, go remote. Araya Arrive 5, Houston Capcom, go remote. Spider Gumdrop, this is Houston, how do you read?
This is Apollo Control. We're not having any luck through the Araya, but we're coming up onto Nanaree very shortly now. Duration of the CSI burn will be about 30 seconds. Seconds from the burn. We're going to have to wait till we establish lock on to find out how this burn goes.
Spider. This is Houston. Did you burn? Banana Reeve, M&O, that's Houston Capcom. Do you read?
Houston Capcom, Banana Reeve, roger.
Okay, have you heard any transmissions from the spacecraft?
That's a negative.
Are you locked on?
That's affirmative.
Spider Gumdrop, Houston, through to Banana Reeve.
Thank you.
Spider Gumdrop, Houston, do you read? Banana Reeve, M&O, Houston, Capcom, gold manual key procedures.
Roger.
And Spider, Spider. This is Houston. How do you read? Gumdrop, Gumdrop. This is Houston. How do you read? And Banana Reeve, M&O, Houston Capcom, let me know of any transmissions you hear between the two spacecraft.
Roger.
Flight Dynamics says tracking looks like the burn was done on time. We do have tracking at Tananarive, but we've had consistently bad communications throughout this mission at Tananarive. It is not an S-band station. But the radar data indicates the burn was done on time. We'll have to confirm that probably over Carnarvon when we can talk to the crew.
Reeve, M&O, Houston Capcom. I think somebody there's got an open mic.
Houston Capcom, Banana Reeve.
Go ahead.
Roger, we heard one transmission from the spacecraft that said, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And Spider, This is Houston. We'll see you over Carnarvon at 3-2.
This is Apollo Control at 96 hours, 22 minutes.